walk through life together and through you as a part of God's bigger story. Because no matter where you've been, tonight you are here for a reason. Welcome to community.
Welcome to community. We're really glad you've taken a step to join a group. My name is John, and for the next 8 weeks, I'll be your host. Tonight, we're gonna start building relationships. It's not the first time you've built relationships. I'm sure there's a time in your life, childhood, high school, college, when you built close friendships and it marked you. Those friendships matter to us. They're also something that God uses to make each of us a little more like Him. And tonight, we're gonna start building new friendships, a new community. Andy Stanley is going to talk to us for just a little bit about why community is so important and what we believe your group can become.
About 20 years ago, Sandra and I joined our very first community group. Now, at the time, I was working at a church that didn't have a small groups ministry. Like most churches, we had an adult education program that happened in a classroom on Sunday mornings. But I was a staff member working with high school students, so I couldn't even participate. Now, Sandra and I had friends, we had mentors, everything was great in our marriage, but still something was missing. We weren't praying with any other couples, nobody was tracking with us, we weren't really sharing our lives with anyone. So we started meeting with several other couples in a home. Now, this wasn't part of a church program. In fact, we didn't even call it a small group. But we all sensed a need to bring a layer of intentionality to our otherwise random and unstructured relationships. During the year that the group was together, we saw several amazing things happen. We celebrated the birth of a child. We locked arms with a couple facing infertility. We prayed for a man who lost his job. We supported a couple in our group that almost lost their marriage. We were moved to tears when one of the men in our group finally crossed the line of faith. Our 12 months in that group marked us. Sandra and I have been in small groups ever since because we understand that not being in community would actually cost us. You can't grow spiritually unless you're connected relationally. That's how God has designed all of this to work. So over the next 8 weeks, you have an opportunity to begin building the kind of group that will mark you as well. The kind of group that's fueled by what we call our three vital relationships: intimacy with God, community with insiders, and influence with outsiders. Intimacy with God, community with insiders, and then influence with outsiders. In the book of Matthew, a group of religious leaders asked Jesus which of the commandments was most important. Here's what he said: "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." But he didn't stop there. "And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Now, we believe that verse captures the three vital relationships: loving God and loving your neighbors. Because your neighbors include the people you have things in common with, as well as the people that you don't know but who are inside your sphere of influence. You see, God has set things up so that you can't really connect with Him unless you connect with other people as well. The ways that God changes us, makes us more like Jesus, are demonstrated in our relationships with the people around us. During your time together, you're going to do two things. You're going to explore the three vital relationships, and you're going to share your stories. These are the first steps in creating life-changing community groups. And believe it or not, this is actually going to be fun. By the end of your time together, you will know each other a whole lot better than you do now. And we're really only asking you to do three things. First, show up. It sounds obvious, but it's worth saying. In order for you to connect as a group, you need to spend time together, and that starts with showing up to the group meeting. Secondly, you need to join in, that is, participate in the conversation, begin to connect relationally with the people in the group, and finally, just be real. Open up about who you are, who you really are. If you commit to showing up, joining in, and being real, there's no telling how God is going to use you to speak into the lives of the other people in your group. And the bottom line is this: I pray that this group will mark you the way our first group marked us.
So that's where we're headed from here: a marked life, a changed life. You're going to spend a